Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott, and you can find me on the Twittens at XOrsonX. And I'm here with Michael. You can find on the Twittens at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. You can find our Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. You can pretty much just search Review and Roast and find us in a lot of places. So why don't you go ahead and do that? I'll wait.
Good.
Oh, right.
Nicely done.
Now that that is taken care of, today we are here to talk to you about a Z-Man game called Number 9. And just to be clear, it's NMBR9.
Number.
Yeah, so if you actually type in the whole word, may or may not come up, and you may or may not like it. See what I did there?
Yeah, no, that was
pretty good.
It's pretty good.
So anywho, this game is it's 1 to 4 players. Literally takes about 20 minutes to play, so it's super simple to set up, super simple to play.
Yeah, honestly, you could buzz through one in 10 minutes.
I could do it in 7, but...
Well, yeah, because you don't score any points.
Ain't got to tell nobody that shit. So anywho, okay, numbers aren't worth anything in Number 9 unless they're off the ground floor and looking down from above. The game includes 20 cards numbered 0 to 9 twice and 80 tiles numbered 0 to 9. Basically, what you do is you shuffle the deck, you draw a card. Let's say you draw a 2. Everybody takes a 2, they place it on the fucking table in front of you. You draw the next card, you draw, say, a 7. You put that, it's got to connect. It's kind of like a grid system. You know, each number is composed of a different shape.
Obviously. Right, and they're all sort of Tetris-y shaped.
Yeah.
You'll get that theme.
Think of a flat version of Tetris where instead of fitting pieces in, you're fitting them in, but you're also trying to stack them.
Yeah, you're building them two-dimensionally up three-dimensionally.
Sounds a lot weirder than it probably really is.
Yeah, maybe.
But basically what you do is you build your base, which we've been just calling the dance floor for some reason. It kind of reminds you of a disco because they're all different colors. Whatever.
Yeah. You want that flat dance floor type area that has room to put odd-shaped pieces on top and then build your second level dance floor, which is normally virtually impossible, to get to the third level. And then if you're me, you'll probably be able to get to the fourth level once in a while, but it's actually pretty tough. It's pretty tough.
Which is actually kind of funny because when he first got this and brought it over, I pretty much owned his face every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took it over and played it with his dad and his sisters without me, and he apparently picked up a few tricks.
Well, what I did is I was on this level. With the rest of you people, and now I'm on this other level that you people don't even know where it's at.
So, anywho, when you start out building your base level, any numbers you put down on this level are worth 0 points. You can only score from your second level and up, and you can also only score by placing that number has to overlap at least 2 other numbers on the previous floor, I guess we'll say.
Right.
And so everything's set up in this weird grid, and most of the pieces do not fit nicely together.
Yeah, it's Tetris in the way that it's shapes and colors and grid-based like Tetris is, but it's completely different in the fact that most of these actually don't fit together quite well. A few fit quite well with others, and some don't fit well with anything.
Like a 0. It's got a big hole in the middle.
Yeah, a 0 is just exactly what it sounds like, and it's not awesome most of the time.
Well,
but you put 2 zeros together and was able to get a 6 on top of them or whatever, pretty handy.
Yeah.
So well, there's ways to get around stuff.
Just to clarify, when you are putting your second and third and fourth levels on, and when you're overlapping these other tiles, you can't just like cover up a hole.
Right.
It has to fit exactly on.
There has to be tile underneath your tile.
Yeah.
You can't cross any gaps at all.
Easy to play, difficult to master.
For some of us.
Yeah, like literally. I spanked his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't play it for like a week. And no, because we played it at your house.
Yeah, and for a second. Spanked
your face again.
I think you did.
And then we came here, and today, literally, I lost like 7 games in a row.
Yeah, a little something I would call total domination.
And not only did I lose 7 in a row, my score got worse.
Yeah, that was the odd thing, is that your score did progressively get worse.
Yeah, it was super disheartening.
No, and that's another point I want to bring up, too, is because these cards are randomly shuffled, obviously 9 being the highest number, so you obviously want to get that as high as possible on your floors, but there's nothing you can do if the top 2 cards in the shuffled deck are 9s. It's just over. So your scores should be relative to the card placement or card order. So Scott and I have so far found that we're normally around like 10 points, you know, 10, 15, 20 points tops from each other. So that score might be 75 to 65, or it might be 55 to 45. Normally we seem to be, though, in the 60 to 70 range, almost no matter what. Because even if you're playing 9s and 8s low, those normally do allow you to get a cleaner dance floor lower as well. Because the 3s, the 2s, the 4s, the 5 even is shaped kind of wonky. They make it difficult to make any clear space to then stack up. So that's where that is, I guess. So I guess the gist of it is, it's another one of those fairly easy, quick setup, quick play games that you can just grab off the shelf, 2 players waiting for a third, 3 players even waiting for a fourth, or whatever. One guy can play this by himself, waiting for someone to show up. It's a nice game to just grab off the shelf, get it going. There is virtually no... The only setup you really need is shuffle 20 little baby cards and stack them in the middle of the desk. And then you can leave all the numbers in. We've sort of been playing... Now, there's nothing in the rules that say anything otherwise, but we've been playing where we give each other our 2 of each number ahead of time. That lets you sort of see what you have left, so that's sort of helpful sometimes towards the end of the game. Whether it's against the official tournament rules or not, I don't know. But that seems to help a little bit. Other than that, I mean, I think the game's a solid little play game. I would have liked to see it be a little cheaper, but
it's like $20 on the interwebs.
Yeah, it is now, but I think it retails for $29.99.
See, here's the deal. Even without stacking the chips next to you there, like, you know what you've put down. You know there's a 9 left.
Yeah, you
left.
Can still you
know
see what you... Seven yeah.
left. You know what I mean? So
if you put 2 threes on the table, we're not flipping any more 3s.
Here's the problem, though. I always plan ahead and keep room for them certain tiles, and they never come when you need them, and then you always end up fucking doing something different.
They come the turn after you said, I'll probably get it. I'll be able to fill this in before it comes out. So I'll be sitting there waiting on the floor because I got a spot. It's perfect. And then I'm like, but this 2 sort of goes in the area.
Yeah.
I'll put it there now, and then, I'll be able to do it. And every time you do that, the next card will be a 4. Or whatever card you're planning on, it will, they never seem to come in the way you want them. Or you'll get back-to-back numbers, which also are sometimes detrimental. Back-to-back 8s seem to be hot, and that's always annoying because 8's an odd shape. It's an easy shape to put down, but it's an easy shape to put down and then not have another spot for. So it's kind of weird. And again, those higher numbers, you want to get them on that second level at least. Third level would be fantastic because when you get to that third level, it's a multiplier. When you get to the fourth level, it's a multiplier of 3. So it's...
Well, yeah, it's the multipliers are 0, 1, 2, 3, and right. So on and so forth. But, I mean, mm-hmm. No one's ever made it to 5 except me.
Yeah, but wasn't that the first game when we weren't playing it, right?
No, I never made it. Oh. I don't think. I was just trying to sound awesome.
It could have been you.
Yeah, actually, the very first 2 times I think we played.
Yeah, we literally, we would stack 2 9s on top of each other. Dum-dums.
Yeah, we didn't realize.
I mean, we thought well, we...
You read the book. You told me how to play, so I mean, it's all on you.
I skimmed it.
I mean, it's literally simple. Half of an 8 and a half by 11 sheet.
Yeah, it's a one sheet. I'm actually holding in my hand. And other than that...
You couldn't be bothered to read a paragraph.
I mean, let me see.
You're just like, I got this shit.
It's legitimately bolded, too. And there's a picture with like, red X's and green checks for good and not good. And, yeah, so we just sort of...
Dude, it's not just we shit. You fucking handled the business on that side.
Yeah, I feel like you suck.
Here's what I feel like. I feel like this is going to be a super short podcast.
Yeah, and we're almost done.
We're pretty much done. There's, that's okay. I mean, there's nothing else to talk about.
That's fine. What's the problem?
Nothing. It's just that's not even 10 minutes.
All right, well.
It's funny.
I'm sure.
I think it's our shortest podcast ever.
I'm sure you can get long-winded here.
I really can't about this.
No, again.
I've already talked about how it's kind of like Tetris.
And in the.
That was my big show.
Just a real quick. Yeah, that was my big. That was my lead in. You know, the only. I'll just cut right to the. What we were thinking, some variations on the game would be able to. You know, you can't flip the tiles over. You know, the top side is colored. The bottom of all the tiles are black. And a lot of times, if you were able to flip that thing over, you'd be able to get it in. So, you know, like a one is an L shape. Well, it's an L to the right, obviously. But sometimes, man, if you could just flip that thing over and tuck it in somewhere, it'd be perfect. So it's super... It's actually, there's a lot of critical thinking in it, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially once you catch a spanking and you really want to step your game up, man, you can waste a good 30 seconds spinning a tile right in front of your face trying to see if you can. And the weirdest part is I've spun a tile for 20 seconds staring at something, and then you're like, oh, it does fit.
All the time.
I've been spinning it clockwise. I should have been spinning it counterclockwise. Because it's the same thing, but you're just not looking at it right. It's
the
super
shapes
weird.
Are so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
None of them are like.
I feel like they were specifically made so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You absolutely. Know what I mean? So weird.
Yeah. None of them fit nicely. It sucks.
Yeah. Like the number three, the only thing the number three fits in is the number three. Other than that, it's just a kick in the nuts, is what it is.
Kicking the schnutz.
That's what I think of that. Three, my dick. Anywho.
You want to play it again?
Kinda. Just right over there. Anyways. yeah, to be honest, for what it is, I'm not going to go crazy high score. I normally don't on these short games, but out of 10, I feel like 7.5 is a pretty good score for any game, to be honest. This isn't some, you know, epic battle... You know, terraforming Mars type game that takes 3 hours and devotion. This is just something you can shuffle 20 cards, throw them in the middle, and have a mild heart attack. You know, sort of like Lost Cities. Something easy to set up, quick, rage inducing, which is sometimes what you need if you get into it, like Scott and I do most of the time.
With everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Here, let me tell you something about me. All right. I don't open a box to come in second place, especially when there's only two people.
That could have been taken really dirty.
Now that I'm rewinding it in my brain. Point being, you know, a lot of people don't understand sometimes why you and I get a little testy.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah, I don't play
in
games.
Real life,
I play games lose.
In real life, I fucking lose all the time. So when I'm trying to enjoy my shits,
yeah.
I don't need to fucking lose anymore.
Yeah.
I get super competitive. I scream.
Yeah.
I throw stuff.
Yeah.
I literally broke a glass bowl that
yeah!
I threw against the wall playing stupid video games a month ago.
You're inciting my anger right now.
Right?
Ah! Anywho, yeah, no, for real.
Broke my PlayStation controller by throwing that across the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have a button. Put your shield up. I fucking can't.
I'm telling you, man. I'm not here to I'm trying to win stuff.
Right.
Anywho.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and with my number first. And I was originally around a 7, but because of the fact that I mean it's literally different every time, no matter what. There's mm-hmm. there's a lot more.
Even
strategy.
If the same five numbers come up two games in a row, you're gonna make two different dance floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Period.
Because it obviously didn't work for me the first time. It's just there's so many different possibilities that it just I'm gonna go 7.5. I'm gonna give that an extra 0.5 because
I'm gonna give it to 0.5 too then.
Yeah.
Yep. And again, I think there's something to be said and there's credit to be given to I don't wanna go crazy here and say like elegantly simple, but it's a simple game. I literally taught it to people that don't play board games. I think this could be a gateway board game. You know what I mean? That gets people into something other. Because at my dad's house, we only play Scrabble all the time. They bust out Monopoly once in a while. I mean, could you get more stereotypical for the family board game? I feel like this is something that, you know, I pulled this game out. We played it. We got some laughs because it was funny. You know, some people couldn't figure it out. You know, you're doing whatever. And it was a fun game to play more than the two-player. Scott and I played a lot. And even though a couple other people watched Scott and I play, we never played as a team. So, Scott and me. Yep. Anyways, I think it's a good gateway board game. Sort of like a, you know, everyone, like I was bringing up to you, Ticket to Ride would be like, you know, it's something that you can teach somebody and it's got a point and it's fun. This game is almost even better because I feel like it's so quick. You can get right back to it. I think this could be a good good game even at a regular price. I mean, it's a good game for, you know, if you're having a couple of people over that don't play board games. I think this is a game you can teach people, you know?
Yeah.
And no, it's super like simple. I said, you have a couple of laughs. You know, the cards come up wrong. Everyone's making a different pile of garbage. You know what I mean? So it was fun. And I think it's fun. I'm talking myself into an 8, but I'm leaving it at 7.5 because I think on these small games like that, that's a real good score, in my opinion. So,
all right, there.
Having said that, I'm done. Done and done.
All righty. So there you have it. That's number 9 by Z-Man Games. I think I saw it as low as 18-something or other on the interwebs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cheap, super simple, nice cardboard pieces. I mean, it'll last forever. So, you can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find our Facebook at reviewandroast.com. Wait, nope, that's our website. Our Facebook is facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find all of our previous podcasts on comicroast.com. And you can find all of our future podcasts on comicroast.com or youtube.com. Until we get an actual stable channel over there, they won't let us customize the link just yet. So,
can you hashtag the videos Review and Roast or something?
I'm sure I can, yeah.
So, normally if you search hashtag Review and Roast or at Review and Roast, what's anywhere,
Review and Roast,
just all one word.
Go to our Facebook page. I've posted the link to our YouTube page, so if you can head over there and subscribe. The quicker we can get subscribers there, the quicker we can do more with the channel. So much appreciated.
It's gonna be off to a slow start, so we need some help.
It's gonna be off the chain. So yeah, have a good week. We're done. Nailed it.